a bit more relaxed insofar as I think the pressure is more on Galway. Galway insofar as that this year has been a very big year for Galway, a very good year for them. Like they won, they destroyed Mayo in the minor championship a number of weeks ago. They got promotion from the second division into the top flight for the first time in years. And on top of that, then, they actually got to the under-21 All-Ireland final. Yes. So it has been a great year for them. There's a huge expectation down there. Winning the Connacht title last year is also, I suppose, boosted their worth. And I think myself, there's a lot of pressure on them at the weekend to actually put it over in Mayo. They've been talked up quite a bit. And Mayo are coming into this under the radar a little bit, in particular after being not too impressive the last day out against Sligo.
Funny, I spoke to Barry O'Shea a few minutes ago from Kerry, and he just made the comment that he felt that while they didn't play well against Sligo, the one thing they have is that game under their belt.
Well, that's the thing. They have it under their belts, in fairness. And, you know, the fact that they have an extra game to Galway, I think could be to their benefit. Like, this is Galway's first outing in the championship. But there was a lot of issues actually in the Sligo game the last day out with Mayo that would give cause for concern. Like, the overall intensity that has been the hallmark of the team, you know, wasn't there. The second thing is it depended on a number of individuals to pull them over the line the last day. In particular, Seamus O'Shea at midfield. I thought Ger Cafferty in the back line. And, you know, Killian O'Connor, again, is the guy who gets the scores. He's a superb place kicker. And on top of that, a very good captain. And always seems to be able to come up with scores when they're needed.
Just the one change from the Sligo game, Conor O'Shea is out. He's injured, is it?
Yeah, Conor O'Shea hurt his ACL joint in the shoulder. Now, I think it's a six-week job. I was speaking this morning to his club manager, Peter Ford, and he reckons it'll probably be a six-week job. So he's definitely out both short-term and, I'd say, for medium-term as well. Like, Peter Ford was, I suppose, kind of, disappointed with it because the club championship coming up, I think, next weekend. But he's the only change.
Jason Doherty's in for him.
And Jason Doherty's in for him, yeah. Now, Jason Doherty was last year, like, people sometimes forget this, he was Mayo's top scorer from play last year. So, again, he'll be hoping to kind of have a shooting boots and give a little bit of support to Killian O'Connor up front in the scoring stakes.
Yeah. And Aidan O'Shea, not in the team, came on the last day. He seemed to impress such a full forward.
He came on the last day, but no more than like his best game. Like, he hasn't played much this year, Tom. His best display this year was when he came in against Donegal in the National League match. He was superb that day. But when he came in against Sligo the last day, he came in around the centre-forward position, gave a couple of good passes, but I don't think Tommy has trained much since then because of a groin strain. And I'm not sure his situation for the weekend, whether he will kind of be on the starting line. Now, you know the way teams have dummy teams at the moment, and whether he's in the starting line or as, you know, togged as a sub. But there's no doubt about it, his training has been curtailed somewhat by the fact that he has had a groin problem.
Yeah. Looking at the team, and the one thing that strikes me about it, it's a very experienced team. You know, there's, other than Fergal Boland, I think, that has come up from last year's under 21 team, you know, all the rest are tried and trusted.
Oh, very much so. And I mean, this is probably one of the kind of, I don't like using the word, but one of the disappointing features of the Mayo team is there has been very, very little new blood infused into it. I mean, a lot of those guys, Tom, that are there at the moment were on the 2006 All-Ireland Under-21 winning team. I'm talking about Colin Boyle, Keith Higgins, you know, Ger Cafferty. You're talking Seamus O'Shea, all of those guys. And there has been an experienced core there that really have kept the thing afloat over the last 5 or 6 years. And there's, okay, it's maybe up to other players, younger players, to kind of, take their positions with displays and training and that. But nobody seems to be able to kind of come up to the mark and actually cause any of those guys any great grief, in retaining their places. And the one guy, I suppose, that, I find strange in one respect that he isn't playing this weekend is Brendan Harrison, now that he's fit again. Like, he is a current All-Star. But Chris Barrett, again, who was one of that 2,621 team, he played well the last day and he's retained his position.
Yeah. What kind of a Galway team do you expect?
They have a number of very experienced players in their panel. Paul Conroy, in particular, is midfield and he's their captain. A very fine player. You know, the likes of Gareth Bradshaw, Gary Sykes, all guys that are there as well. The guys that I would be particularly impressed with will be the likes of Damien Comer at full forward. Now, he hasn't played a lot this year, but he's the type of guy, if he got a regular supply of ball, he has the strength, he has got the accuracy, he's got speed, and he's great competitive instinct. And alongside him, then, there's this mercurial guy, Shea Walsh, who, on his day, could skin any defence. Now, if those two get a good supply of ball, then they're well capable of causing Mayo trouble. But I think they're, put it this way, Tom, from 8 to 15, I think they're strong. I feel from there back, with maybe the exception of Gary O'Donnell, who is a very impressive halfback, that could be got at.
Martin, there used to be a song years ago, "Would Galway Beat Mayo?" And the answer was, "Not if they had Willie Joe." What do you reckon?
The Saw Doctors, I think, had that. And it'll be tight, I think, Tom. One of the factors, I think, one of the things that you always have to put into a Galway Mayo game when it's in Peir Stadium is the Peir Stadium factor. When there's a wind in Galway, in Peir Stadium, there's a gale nearly. If there's a gale in Galway, you have a storm in Peir Stadium. And I gather that the forecast is for a strong wind at the weekend, and that could actually, scupper an awful lot of plans and tactics and strategies. But I think if Mayo can play with the intensity that they're renowned for, and if they can get a good start, Tom, I think they have greater strength, more experience and enough know-how to actually to beat Galway this time.